98FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
75% of people with tattoos have at least one that they regret, that they wish they could get rid of, that they possibly do get rid of, or aim to get rid of. And I want to find out from you what yours is. Call me now on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. I'm joined on the line by Jessica, who is the co-owner of Malahide Body Art Studio. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
So, tattoo regrets, 75%, I was surprised by this, to be honest, 75% of people regret at least one of the tattoos that they have. Does that surprise you?
Well, maybe 75% does kind of surprise me. I thought it maybe be around the 60-65% mark, but I'm not surprised that a lot of people do regret the kind of first tattoos that they've got. I'm one of them.
So, oh, you're one of them. Oh,
I'm
right.
In that group, yeah.
So tell me about the one you regret.
Well, I don't know if you remember years ago. So usually these things are based on trends. So when people get tattoos, it's usually based on kind of, especially when it's their first tattoo, they usually get whatever's kind of trending at that time. So because everybody else is kind of getting it. So at the time when I got my first tattoo, Rihanna had just gotten all those stars on the back of her neck.
Uh-huh.
So I obviously thought, yeah, I'm 16, I love Rihanna, and now I'm going to get a big star. So I actually just got one big large star on the back of my neck, and it looks like someone just got a big stamp and did a big star on the back of my neck. So I'm, you know what though, sometimes though you can regret it, but then it is like, it's a good kind of story as well to tell people, like, oh, it was my first tattoo, you know.
I know, if you're telling that story in your 60s and people say to you, well, who's Rihanna?
Yeah, that's exactly. But that is how it goes. It usually, you know, years ago, it was the stamp on the back, on the bottom of your back. And, you know, a lot of the time it was kind of big kind of tribal pieces and things like that, that a lot of people maybe got when they were younger, that they were like, oh, I don't really like them anymore. They're not really in fashion. And that's what they'll kind of come in to get covered up. But generally, 90% of the time, it's a partner's name, and that's what people are coming in to get.
Really? So, because I'm always surprised. I was going to say, if you're married to somebody getting their name tattooed, but if you're married to somebody, it doesn't mean it's going to last forever.
He's a tattoo artist. We own a tattoo shop, and we don't have our names tattooed on each other, mainly because I feel like for me personally, now not for other people, but for me personally, I feel like it's almost, after seeing how many people get them covered up, I'm like, oh no, I don't want to get anybody's
name. You're nearly jinxing things.
Yeah, it's not something I'd want to do. A lot of people get it done. A lot of people can get it done in very visible places, like their wrists or their hands and things like that, where then they've broken up with the person and they have this person's name tattooed or up on their chest, places like this, and then they've broken up with the person and now they've got their name permanently on them, and then they have to get it covered up with something bigger. I suggest that if you're going to get something with your partner, get something that relates to the two of you. So we have like little symbols tattooed on each other that relate to each other, but we don't have our names.
Okay, and if, you know, God forbid you ever split up, you don't even have to explain that to anybody in the future.
Well, I can just change it to something else. I can say, well, it just does actually mean something else.
Yeah.
It's not. His name is very, very permanent.
Okay, so the most common type of tattoo that you've ever seen, that you've ever had to cover up, is one with a name of somebody.
One with a name, and then second to that then is usually people getting their hands tattooed. So unfortunately, when people get their hands tattooed, they don't realise that the hands, you're kind of your most exposed place. And like that, I don't know, Cara Delevingne got a tattoo on her finger of a line, and it had loads of little details in it, and when it's done it looks great, but unfortunately when these things heal they don't look the same after a few years, and with your hands being so exposed and you're using them so much, the tattoos then don't tend to look the same. And then you have another scenario then of people who regret their tattoos, because what happens is they turn 18 and they want to get covered up really quickly, so they get loads and loads and loads and loads of tattoos, and then they end up kind of getting ones
just because they can. Yeah, just because they can. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so name, getting one done when you were very young. Do you ever find yourself in a situation that if somebody's getting a tattoo done, that you find yourself thinking to yourself, really? You want to actually get that done?
See, I suppose everything is personal preference. Obviously, if it's something that we don't think is going to heal properly or is not going to look good, and if, like as I said, if they wanted to get something that was really, really detailed on their fingers, and we would kind of say, well, look, you know, it's not going to look exactly like that in a few years' time, especially as you age and things like that. Like, so if we ever felt that it was something that, you know, we kind of would advise against from an artistic point of view, we would say, you know, but everything is personal preference. Like, you know, something that I'm I think is, oh, I don't like that, someone else would love. So it's just, it really is down to what people like.
Okay, so you regularly deal with clients who are coming in to you to say, I need to either get that tattoo covered up or changed or whatever, because it doesn't mean to me now what it meant to me when I got it, or I regret it.
Yeah, well, it can be something to do with meaning, or it can be a case, as I said, that they're young. And you know, a lot of time when people are younger, they don't know a lot about tattoos. They don't know about, you know, what kind of quality of a tattoo they should be going for. They end up going to maybe someone who's not fully qualified to do that tattoo, but because they do them really cheap and they're really young and they don't have enough money to kind of go to a more expensive place, they're then left with a tattoo that's actually really not that good. And then that, you can get scenarios then with that where they've gotten a tattoo, it could be quite big and it's been done and it's not good, and then they have to look at either getting it lasered or covered up.
All right. Yeah. So give it great thought before you get a tattoo is the
Absolutely.
Message I'm hearing.
And the one thing I will say as well, the one thing actually that we get a lot of cover-ups for is when you go on holiday, please remember that when you get that tattoo on a night out, it does come home. But it's one of the main things.
Does that actually happen, Jessica? Do many people get tattoos on holidays?
Time. You get the lads' holidays and they come home and it's a few years later and they say, they could be coming in, usually a lot of the time they're coming in to get a bigger piece done, and they say, oh, here, man, actually, while you're doing that, is there any chance you'd be able to do that? And with this, I was in Cyprus with the lads and we were on a night out, and I decided for the laugh to get my friend's name tattooed on my bum or something, and now they're left with this, and it's always really mad tattoos, and it's just this thing because you're on holiday and you're having a crack and you're thinking, yeah, and then you forget that you have to actually take that tattoo home with you.
All right, Jessica, some sound advice. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. That is Jessica from Malahide Body Art Studio. And I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. Now, I can't say I regret any of my tattoos, because I don't have any. So that's the truth of it. Probably because I'm too much of a chicken. That I've never gotten one done, if I'm to be honest. But I don't have any tattoos, so maybe, yeah, it's never too late, I suppose. But anyway, I don't have any tattoos. So I want to hear from you about your tattoo regrets. I want you to describe it to me. I want you to explain why you regret it. Because you are not alone. 75% of people with tattoos have at least one that they regret. Call me now on 6797981. Daniel is calling us from Brazil, of all places. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, Adrian. It's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you?
Good, thank you. How is it? I just have to ask out of complete curiosity. How is it that you're listening to us in Brazil? You must have been here at some stage in Ireland, have you?
Yeah. I lived in Dublin in 2017. I was an English student.
Oh, right. Very good.
In 2018, I went back to Brazil. So since then, I listen to the radio.
Very good. Okay. Lovely to have you listening. What part of Brazil are you in?
I'm from a state called Espírito Santo. It's near Rio de Janeiro.
Very good. It's a country on my bucket list for some time in the future. Anyway, Daniel, listening to the show, calling from Brazil, and tell me about the tattoo that you have that you regret.
The tattoo that I regret, it's one that I made with my ex-girlfriend the last year. We made it together, and 2 months after that, we just broke up.
Oh.
Every time I look at my arm and I saw that tattoo, I regret. So that's the story.
So does it have her name?
No. It's one phrase that we've made it together. It's a part of a song that we used to like, and we just decided to tattoo.
Okay, so it specifically relates to that relationship. How can you?
Yeah.
Is it something that you could even explain away if you were in a future relationship? I don't know. Maybe you are in another relationship. Are you?
Yeah, actually, I am in a new relationship, so it's something hard to explain.
And have you tried to explain?
Not yet.
Right, okay, so it's a conversation that will come up at some stage. So, and as a matter of interest, did she get the same tattoo?
Yes, exactly the same tattoo.
Oh, so she's in the exact same boat of having to explain what that one's about.
Yeah, exactly, and she is in another relationship too.
Sorry, say that again, she's what?
She is in another relationship.
Oh, she's also in another relationship. Oh, right. Yeah. So it's bad enough having the person's name, but when you have it's a lyric out of a song or something, is it?
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
That meant something special to both of you at the time. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Stay there for 1 second, Daniel. Let me go to Elaine. Elaine, take me back to when you were 15.
Yeah, hi
Elaine, how are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, so when I was 15, I decided I'd get a tattoo on my lip. I got F off, but the four letters as opposed to the F.
Right.
Yeah, I got it because I was after having an argument with my father where I told him to F off and got a clatter for it. So I thought, next time I'll show you.
So hang on, you got the actual words...
Yeah.
F off in full letters, the four letters and the three letters.
I did.
On your lip, on the inside of your lip or
on
where?
On the inside. So it's grand, like no one can see it, it's fine. But went to the orthodontist when I was 16 or 17 and like every trip to the dentist since has been quite uncomfortable. I actually went to get it removed, but because it's in such a sensitive area, like all your nerves are right there, and they have to do it over a couple of sessions. So it actually... The F is quite faded now because I got that removed. I would have got the rest removed, but the taste and smell of my...
So now inside your lip, you have uck off.
Yeah. If you look closely, the F is still there, but yeah.
Oh, my God. And this was just because you were annoyed at your dad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does your dad...
I wouldn't recommend it.
Does your dad know this story?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he found out fairly quickly the next time we had an argument. Did not go down well, obviously. But
and to show somebody this uck off on your lip, what do you have to do? Pull your lip down?
Yeah, so I obviously don't pull my lip down very often. it's not an issue, but it does happen at the dentist, so that's uncomfortable.
You said you were at the orthodontist, and what did the orthodontist say?
So at the orthodontist, I forgot to mention it. So I forgot that I had it at all. So I obviously lay down the chair. He starts pulling out my lip with all the utensils, and he took about 2 minutes just kind of like, just humming and hawing over it. I obviously I apologise to dentists before I go in. I say it's not the dentist I have an issue with.
To ask you this as well. How long ago was that?
11 years. Like, they don't fade. They tell you they do. They do not fade if they're on your lip. So,
and
do not get it, folks.
So some, obviously, I don't want to name the person, some tattoo artist tattooed, what age did you say you were, 15?
15. I can't believe I'm going to tell, so I'm going to out this again as well. It was actually my friend. He was older than us, and he was a tattoo artist, so I got it done in his kitchen.
Oh, right, okay. So it wasn't a randomer. It was somebody you actually knew.
Yeah, which is even worse if you think about it.
I suppose it is,
The tattoo shops weren't at fault anyway. I can't blame any of them.
Elaine, that's an unbelievable story. Anyway, uck off. Great to talk to you.
You too, thanks. Bye.
Oh, my God. Talker, I didn't think we'd get a tattoo. You'd regret that much. Now, Peter, you have several tattoos, but one that you regret.
I do. Hey, Adrian, how you getting on?
Good,
yeah, I've about seven tattoos altogether, a couple of big ones, and then there's one I got about when I was 39, so when I was 16. So many years ago is that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what age you are, but anyway.
I'm 39, so...
24 years ago.
So there you go. So that's how long ago I got it done. I got it done in town, and it was one that I thought, you know what, everyone else has this, it's savage. It was a panther on my left arm.
Okay.
Now, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm looking at the legs and the tail, and I'm sort of going, okay, that's all right, but the head looks like Skeletor off He-Man. So, and the paws, I think he's missing a couple of toes. And, he's quite faded looking, actually, Adrian. He looks like he's been through the wars.
So if I looked at it, would I know what it is?
You would know that it was some sort of a creature stuck on my arm.
But I wouldn't be able to discern what sort of a creature.
Yeah, you'd go, it's got four legs. I don't know whether that's supposed to be a mane or your man just spilled a load of ink on my arm, but it got to that stage where I was sort of looking, going, Christ.
Oh.
What was I thinking?
What were you thinking? So
compared to some of the other ones I have, like, that just looks like a mess, you know?
Okay, that's one you regret because it looks like muck.
It literally, it's pure tripe. To be honest, Adrian. And I love tattoos. You know, love getting them done. I think the whole experience of, you know, don't get me wrong, right? Every tattoo I have has a place in my life of a time scale, of, you know, time frame of where I was in my life. But that one sort of says to me, you were messed up at 16.
That's what it says to me as well, by the sounds of it.
That's it. Cheers.
All right, stay there for one second. Let me go to Julie. You're on 98 FM. How are you, Julie?
Hi, how are you doing?
Tell me about your daughter's ex.
Yes, she met this guy. She was going out with him for a couple of years. Well, when she met him, of course, he had this tattoo on his arm. So they went to, she asked him what exactly it was.
Mm.
So he didn't even know what the meaning, so they asked him.
Was it, Chinese writing or something?
Yeah, Chinese writing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And when they asked the Chinese friend what it actually meant, it was chicken noodle soup. Oh, God.
So this guy, actually, and that was a craze as well that everyone went through,
yeah.
Getting Chinese lettering on your person. He got Chinese letters, which, you know, for us looking at them, they're just hieroglyphics. They make no sense to us. But when the Chinese person read it, it said chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup. That's why I can never understand how people get writing in languages that they don't understand.
No, nor can I. I have to say, I can't get my head around it at all. That is unbelievable.
I've got the dash.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. Thank you, Julie. Bye-bye. Lovely lady. I want to hear from you about your regrets. Okay, now, I got a picture sent in to us a moment ago. From a lady called Nicola. And Nicola is photographed beside her boyfriend's arm. And on her boyfriend's arm is Nicola in tattoo form. My God almighty. So Nicola's boyfriend has a tattoo of her face on his arm. And the photograph that she sent me in is her beside the tattoo, and it looks exactly like her. It's a great, it's a very well done tattoo, if I say so myself. Right. And that's lovely, Nicola, because he's still your boyfriend. What if he's not? In fact, did she send me a WhatsApp voice note? She did. Have a listen to this.
My boyfriend has my face tattooed to his forearm. It goes like, it covers the whole forearm, and it's the absolute image of me. So if we ever break up, which we won't, I know, he's screwed.
Screwed is an understatement. It is literally taking up his whole inside of his arm, from his wrist up to his elbow. So, I mean, she says, and we all like to think, oh, our relationship will never end. But God love that fella if and when you ever break up. Because how does he... Not only how does he explain it to somebody else, how does he ever cover it up? He can't. Oh, my God. Dave sent me this WhatsApp voice note. We're talking about tattoo regrets, and this is a WhatsApp voice note from Dave.
How you doing, Adrian? Just on tattoos that you regret there. I got a tattoo. It was a tribal design. Would have got it when I was about 20. You know, I was the hotshot footballer, you know. I had the cool boots and the floppy blonde highlighted hair. And, you know, I got this tattoo that went from my shoulder down to my elbow. And it kind of curved around my arm, you know. But, you know, forward that now, 20 years. You know, I'm nearly 40. I've put on about 3 or 4 stone. And now I have this tattoo of a tribal design that's kind of shaped around your arm. So I have a tribal design of an arm shape in the middle of my arm because I've got bigger now. You know, I absolutely can't stand it. I hate it. I'd love to get it lasered off, but, you know, I'd rather just get it beaten. I'd rather get it filled in. But I'd advise anybody, you know, that's kind of 18, 19, 20, and, you know, they're thinking of getting all these stuff, don't do it because you'll absolutely regret it in the end, in the long run. You know, I was in school as well. You know, I always wanted one of these Mortal Kombat dragon tattoos. And I was, thank God that I never actually went out and got it because it would just look absolutely stupid now at this stage. Cheers.
All right, that's a great message, Dave. So if you have a tattoo that you regret, call us right now on 6797981. I got a message there a moment ago with a photograph and it says, no regrets, Adrian, King of Dublin. And this guy, I'm assuming your name is Philip. Is it Philip? Oh, no, it's not actually. No. God, there's a fan if ever I saw one. He has a tattoo right across his shoulder blades from one side of it, from one shoulder all the way across to the other. And it says, Philip Paris Linnet. Philip Paris Linnet, of course, was Phil Linnet. And underneath that is a huge tattoo of Thin Lizzy's logo, and then a photograph, a tattoo of Phil Linnet himself. Oh my God, you're a devoted Thin Lizzy fan if ever I saw one. But he says, no regrets, Adrian, King of Dublin. Then another message sent in to us. I got this tattoo 15 years ago, and it's a photograph. And oh, what the hell is that? Wrote my husband's name twice. And in fact, this is Nolene on line one here. Nolene, what exactly am I looking at here?
You're looking at the most ugliest tattoo in the whole
world. Oh, I didn't want to say that out loud, but yeah, that is one of the ugliest tattoos I've ever seen in my life. So tell me what it's meant to be.
So it's meant to be my husband's name, and I had only 2 children at that time. So my husband's name and my 2 kids' names.
Okay.
Keep in mind, it was my first tattoo, so like everything, you know, I was nervous. Turned my head away. He said, no, it's nearly done. And then he said to me, it's Sean, Peter, Sarah, Sean, isn't it? And I went, what? And he said, the names again. I said, no. I said, I don't have 2 husbands. I only have one. He was stoned out of his tree.
So he what was he meant to write?
Sean, Peter, Sarah. 2 simple names.
Right, Sean, Peter and Sarah.
Yes.
And instead, he wrote...
Sean, Peter, Sarah, Sean.
Oh, my God. So, since then, what, have you filled it in?
No, he scribbled over it.
Oh, he just scribbled over it?
He scribbled over it. It was like a child after making a mistake. He just scribbled the second Sean. So I have 2 options, get Lance or get another husband called Sean. So I don't know which I'm going to go for.
Right, yeah, no, it's a difficult choice.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, so he... let me just have a look at this again. It is a hideous looking thing.
Hideous is being nice now.
Okay, it's...
And it's the size of a biker's tattoo.
Yeah, at the top. Okay, so I can see Sean, Peter, a load of scribbles, and then Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a horrendous looking thing.
Thanks.
No, it is. In fact, it's something that you would have a nightmare about. A tattoo, if a tattoo could go wrong, this is it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I got married 5 years ago, and my dress had no sleeves. So you can imagine the job we had with photographs.
Covering that up.
I had to stand the opposite way to everything or have my veil covering it. And it is true. If you get cheap tattoos, if you someone says to you, I do you a deal and, you know, it's only going to be 60 or 70 euros, no. Alarm bell should have rang with
you. Oh, that's chronic now, I have to say.
So I win the prize for the most hideous tattoo.
You would win it hands down. Well done. Thanks for talking to us. Rebecca says, my brother got a portrait of my dad on his arm after our dad died. And it looks like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons. Oh, no. So it doesn't resemble Daddy at all. And Renata sent me this about a piercing regret.
Hi, Jeremy. When I was 19 or 20, I got my belly button pierced because I really, really wanted it and I thought it's going to look really, really cool. And then I got pregnant and I got as big as a whale. So the whole thing stretched and now the piercing is out, the scar is still there, and a big wobbly piece of skin hanging off my belly. Not nice. Really regret that.
Thank you, Renata. And thank you, all of you, for sharing with us your stories of tattoo regrets.
The sound of the city. 98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.